Harper Audio presents End of the Good Life, how the financial crisis threatens a lost generation and what we can do about it, by Reva Froymovich, read by Sunila Nankani. Prologue. The American Dream. There was a time when the American Dream was not an illusion. In 1981, a young couple named Joseph and Esfira took a risk and headed to America from the former Soviet Union. He was 31 years old. She was 28. They didn't know the language of their new country or where they would live. They just knew they wanted to do better for themselves, and the United States was the place to do that. Joseph had grown up in a two-room basement apartment in Chernivtsi, a small city in today's southwest Ukraine. He lived with his parents and four siblings in a space that had previously housed barnyard animals. The apartment shared a dirt courtyard and an outhouse with two other small apartment buildings. Because it sat at the bottom of a steep, unpaved road, whenever it rained, muddy water seeped through the single window and the dungeon-like space flooded. Joseph's parents earned a meager living as tailors and sometimes asked him to beg neighbors for help. When it came time to enroll in middle school, his parents sent him off to a government-funded...